Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Yud Gimel, Moed Katan 13, and we're going to start in the very bottom of 13b, where we're starting the third chapter of Moed Katan, which is called Elu Megalchen. These are the people who are allowed to shave their hair on Chol Moed. So this chapter is a continuation of the previous chapter and engages in those laws of Chol Moed that are prohibited, but yet under certain circumstances, you're allowed to do it. And most of the chapter deals with five things. First is those circumstances where it's permitted to get a haircut and to wash your clothing on Chol Moed. Number two, the laws of people who are excommunicated and under what circumstances and how this happens to them. Number three, it talks about the circumstances in which it is permitted to write on Chol Moed and the circumstances where it's prohibited. And number four, it starts to talk about the laws of mourning on Yontif and Chol Moed. And then number five, it goes into the concept of the laws of mourning the whole year. So our first mission talks about those people who are prohibited to get a haircut on Chol Moed. But our Mishnah first lists those people who are permitted to get a haircut and to wash their clothing. Ve'elu megalchen b'moed. These are the people that are permitted to be megaleach, or to shave, or to get a haircut on Chol Moed. Even though the rabbis prohibited every person to shave their hair on Chol Moed, from, as the Gemara is going to explain on 14a, nevertheless, under certain circumstances, it would be permitted. What exactly are we talking about? So some of the Rishonim say that the permission is to shave and to fix your hair and your beard. However, Tosfos explains that it means to shave all the hair off your head, or maybe, Tosfos says, or maybe it's meaning to say just to make yourself look better, like a trim. But to completely shave your head would be prohibited, because so that's where they have this discussion about to what circumstance we're talking about. So even though there's a prohibition of like cutting your hair or trimming or shaving on Chol Moed, nevertheless, there are certain circumstances where for whom it's going to be permitted. And who are those circumstances? So our Mishnah on the bottom of 13b lists several of those cases. And the first is Habab Medina Sayam. If somebody comes on Chol Moed, they come from a faraway place, they come from overseas, from a distance. And so therefore, really the Medina Sayam, Rabbi Chilmi Paris explains that whenever the Talmud uses this phrase, Medina Sayam, it means that you just come from a faraway place. And so therefore, since this person came from a faraway place, they were, it's called an onis, they were circumstances beyond their control, and so therefore they weren't able to shave before the festival. And so too, somebody who comes on Chol Moed, Mibeis Hashviya, somebody got out of jail, meaning to say that he was kept in captivity and they redeemed him from far away. So he wasn't actually in jail, but he was captured. And so now he was redeemed from this captivity. What's the third circumstance? Hayotzi Mibeis Asur. And the third circumstance is the person who was released from jail. And so therefore, even if it was a local jail, he was unable to get a haircut in jail. And so therefore, since he was unable to get a haircut, we should not have expected him to get the haircut before Chol Moed. And that was one of the reasons why the Talmud's going to say that you can't get a haircut, generally speaking, on Chol Moed, because you should have gotten it beforehand. But these people weren't able to get it beforehand because of circumstances that they could not help. And what is the fourth circumstance? A menuda. So a menuda is somebody who was excommunicated because he didn't listen to the orders of the court. And so therefore, he was unable to take a haircut. She'tiru lo chachamim, but the sages removed his excommunication on Chol Moed, and so therefore he wasn't able to take the haircut prior to the holiday, because a menuda, somebody who is a menuda, is prohibited to get a haircut. And so therefore, such a person, if their excommunication was removed on Chol Moed, they'd be allowed to get their haircut. And so too, number five is Chay Mishin Nishal Chacham. So somebody who had taken a vow not to get a haircut, and on Chol Moed, he went to the Chacham and he said, I'd like to be relieved of my vow. So under all these circumstances, he's going to be permitted to get his haircut on Chol Moed. Then the Mishnah lists a sixth category, Va Nazir. Nazir is somebody who was a Nazirite who became Tamei from a dead body. And so therefore, what he has to do is he has to go through a purification process where he shaves off all the hair from his body on the seventh day when he is purified from his ritual impurity. So therefore, he has a commandment to do it from the Torah. He has to do it. And so, because it says in Numbers chapter 6, verse 9, "Vakigach rosho biyom taraso biyom hashvii yigachenu," and so therefore we see he's obligated to shave his hair. And what's the seventh category? The seventh category is a mitzora, ha'oleh mitumaso taraso, a mitzora, somebody who's a leper, like we were discussing on 7a, on Dav Zayin, the laws of a leper, mitzora muchlat, mitzora muskar. So mitzora, who goes from a state of ritual impurity to a state of ritual purity after he was healed from his affliction, and then he goes through the ritual with the two birds. So the law about this mitzvah is that he's supposed to shave all his hair on the seventh day, and so therefore these people are permitted because it was impossible for them to shave before Chol Moed. So we see here the seven categories of people who are allowed, or the seven examples of people who are allowed to shave their hair on Chol Moed.